far away, and with the weather, it's we couldn't. I couldn't make it there. It was too far, and Michelle was working, so there's no way I can do that trip by myself. So it was nice that it was broadcasted there over the internet, and yeah, it was a very nice service, and it was yeah, really good. I appreciated the chance to be able to watch it there. So, anyhow, what you got planned for today? Murray, I hear B5 Alpha Lima, B5 RJM.
Well, I think me and Hart will be trying to do some CQ on 40 meters, so sometime this afternoon. So we'll see how that works. I don't know why they didn't check my solar map yet. I don't know if the propagation is good, but I'd check it out anyhow on 40 meters, that's for sure. I probably play around to 15, 20 meters. 80 meters, that's so-so. It's not a good timing now for 80 meters. Not working very well. Probably later this summer sometime. Otherwise, not too much. I did quite a bit of work this morning, so I'm done for today. I hope so. It's a little bit overcast and a little bit sunshine. Just a little spot there, little spot there, but not too much. You can't see the sun yet, but I think tomorrow will be all right. So that's all right. And that's about it. So, well, thank you for QSO, Randy, and we'll see you later. Maybe this afternoon. And I check the CTV News this morning around Calgary, well, between Red Deer and Edmonton and Fort McMurray. So there is about, there are about 300 cars, believe me or not, was stuck on the highway about this big storm. Unbelievable. And I saw some helicopter try to help somebody there, and oh my God, was bad. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't understand why the people drive like this on the big, bad weather. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, B5 Alpha Lima, B5 RJM. Yeah, you got to watch where you get some of that information from. There's a lot of fake pictures out there and broadcasts people put out there on different platforms, and yeah, something that they play around with the photographs and manipulate them, and then they post them, and then yeah, everybody's thinking that this is what actually happened where it didn't. So you got to really watch where you're getting that information from on the internet. And I don't know why people would do that. That to me is just unreal. People don't have anything better to do, I guess. That's no excuse. But yeah, I come across those sites every once in a while, and you got to try to justify that it's coming from a legitimate source. So if it's coming from an individual posting like that, I'd be very suspicious, you know, unless it's from, you know, a news broadcaster or something like that, like CTV or something like that, then it would be maybe more legit. But even that, you got to watch. So there's a lot of fake pictures and stuff out there. So you got to be very careful there, Pierre. Back to you.
No problem. Well, it was on the CTV News this morning, anyhow. excuse me. Oh, I have a question for you. I checked on my phone this morning on the DV switch, some kind of video on the YouTube, and I saw some guy, I'm radio operator, he was a DV switch, right? And if you use your phone, I saw the guy press the PTT right on the bottom on your phone, and he released the PTT and is still talking about it. But for myself, if I on DVD switch, if I want to talking with you or somebody else, I need to press the PTT on my phone and hold it. So do you think I need to do another kind of setting about it? Back to you.
No, negative. You've got, that was probably an old video that you're watching. You've got the most up-to-date app there running there with the DV switch there. If you have to do that, hold down the push to talk, and that's current. That's the way it's supposed to work there. Over.
So that was shocked. I said, what the hell's going on with that guy? Yeah, so, okay, I got it. No problem at all. No issue. That's good. All right, so I better to go, Randy. I'm pretty much on my way home, so... And we'll see you later. So all my best for you. Thank you for QSO, and we'll see you later. V5RGM, V5 Alpha Lima Mobile will be clear after your final, Randy. You take care.
Yeah, you as well there. You guys enjoy the day there, and yeah, enjoy playing on the radio there, and your train set there too, and yeah. Lots of inside jobs to do. You don't have to venture outside in this miserable weather. So hopefully you guys got enough snow there. Hopefully you guys don't get any more there. And it's all good and starts warming up here on Monday. So it won't take long there. And I'm sure Saskatoon will be, won't have any snow left. So... I think that'll be it there, I'm going to say, for a final snowstorm here for us. So it's about time, as we're getting into May here already. So, of course, you know, I've seen snow in July, believe it or not. I just hope it's not those years. Anyway, 73s, B5 Alpha Lima, B5 RJM. We'll be clear on your final, 7-3, and I'll be monitoring.
Excuse me again. Yeah, that's good. All right. So, well, I think the farmer will be happy about that kind of snow, I tell you. I hope. I don't know. I'm not the farmer at all. But I hope that they work good for them, or maybe not. I don't know. But still a little bit late spring, honestly. We're just about May, and, you know, but anyhow, that kind of snow we got yesterday and a couple of days ago will be gone very, very, very fast. So it's supposed to be nice this week again, double digit everywhere. So that's all right. I hope I'm right. Hi. All right, 73, Randy. We'll see you later.
Repeat, V5 RGM.
go-ahead station. This is V5RJM. Didn't catch your call sign there.
V5RAP, it's Ron. I think July is the only month we haven't had snow in over the years.
Yeah, it was, our kids were small at the time, so we were looking at probably 30 years ago, Canada Day weekend, which was a long weekend. We were out camping, and the sun was shining, nice day, and snowing. Unbelievable. Of course, it didn't stick around, but yeah, we had snow come down, and I guess the temperature change up above just made it happen that way. It was a real fluke. And then we did have a little bit of rain after that, and then it cleared up, and we had a beautiful day for the rest of the day. So yeah, that happened in, I think, around the middle of the day there, lunchtime or early afternoon. So yeah, anomalies like that do exist and happen from time to time. But yeah, that's the last time and the only time that I've ever seen snow in July. Over.
Yeah, I was thinking about it here, and I think that was the only month that we haven't seen it, because I've seen it in June and I've seen it in August. I don't remember it ever coming in July.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it would have been early 2000s, I guess. I think 25, 30 years ago, so. I would have to sit down and calculate it, and maybe I can dig up a picture or two, maybe from one of our camping trips that we took, and maybe it was on there, but it would take me some time to find it. But yeah, no, I've seen snow in July, so like I said, only once though, and of course it didn't stick around. It was just kind of a weird thing. It happens every once in a while, you know. We have clear skies here. Sun will be shining and it'll be raining too, which is very strange, you know, especially with clear skies. And that happens every once in a while too. Just weird stuff you can't explain. Back to you.
Yeah, with this weather always changing, you know, it can't make up its mind if it's spring, summer, or winter. Never know what this season, what this year's going to bring. Went from plus 20 degrees to minus 4 in a blizzard, so. And what, another 2 days of low temperature, then we're back to plus 14 temperatures again?
VA5, Tango Mike. Yeah, Ron, that's correct. It's weird, but hopefully we don't get no negatives after Sunday here. So Monday it's all going to be plus temperatures during the day as high. So thank goodness for that. At least I hope so. Go ahead, Tom. VA5 Tango Mike, V5RJM, the group.
Roger, and good morning to, I think you said it was Ron, VA5 Tango Mike, Tom and Moose Jaw returning. Yeah, talking about weird weather, the meteorologists, it's a hard word, were saying the other day it was extremely odd occurrence to have a whiteout snowing and have thunder and lightning at the same time, Randy, over.
Yeah, V5RJM returning. Yeah, you know, that's correct. That's weird. We actually had our first thunderstorm here as well, not this past Tuesday, the Tuesday before that, and so this Tuesday.